if it had been wet, then we wanted to look for nutrients and food sources that could support microbes.
The water ice is proof of a valuable resource for any life form still clinging beneath the surface and for future travelers.
We now know that these plains that you see stretching behind me are underlain only 2 or 3 inches deep by a sheet of ice, all the way as far as you can see. Great hockey rink if you had a hockey team on Mars. All you need is a broom.
The possibility of running into Martians received another boost from a very Mars-like part of our own planet, Chile's extraordinary Atacama Desert.
The Atacama is special because it is just so profoundly dry. Speaking roughly, it's 50 times drier than Death Valley. It is deader than Death Valley. It's the only place on Earth where a Viking could have landed and searched for life and dirt on Earth and not found it, and instead found a reactive mixture of chemicals. The only place.
Even here, in the driest corner of the driest desert on Earth, life has confounded scientists. Cyanobacteria have been found living inside the rock-hard salt of a long-gone lake.
This is a halite. It's a sodium chloride salt, which is colonized by cyanobacteria. It's dark green because they have this particular pigment protecting them from the excess of UV light.
Once in a blue moon, a fleeting early morning ground fog delivers some rare humidity to the air above the desert. This precious moisture is greedily sucked into the microscopic pores of the water-hungry rock salt.
This is a very rare event. So these bacteria are living in an environment where liquid water is available a few hours during 1 year. Very, very hard.